Welcome back. This is Amy Labota, your host here at EAA Radio. I have with me in the studio Rick Perry. Rick Perry is the manager of the Aircraft Electronic Association Washington, D.C. office and is responsible for helping draft aviation regulations as well as instructing users on the proper interpretation of these regulations. He consults with aviation companies worldwide and actively participates in rulemaking in Europe, Canada, Australia, and the U.S. Rick, welcome to the show today. How are you doing? Enjoying the AirVenture 2014?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. It's, this is the only place to be this time of the year, and this year is no exception. The campgrounds are full. The parking lot's full. There's airplanes all the way out to the fence. For those that aren't here, shame on them. They missed a good year.
No. We can't beat them up too bad. There was a little weather the last couple of days, and God knows it can be a long trip from certain points in the U.S.
Yes, it can.
Yeah, that's all right. We all want to fly a Cub here one day. That's the ultimate, I think.
I think so.
That is definitely the ultimate. But I'll tell you what, I enjoyed my flight here more because I was able to see traffic and weather the whole way. And that's one of your pet projects is ADS-B in the United States. You were really key in helping to shape some of the regulations that we've got today about next gen. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit because I've seen some startling numbers, something like 10,000 airplanes equipped now out of a fleet of 230,000. Is that about right?
It's about right. I think right about 8,000, but in that ballpark, certainly.
Okay. And my question is, the ball drops, so to speak, on December 31st, 2019. Are we going to have time to get everybody equipped?
The short answer, yes.
Okay.
Okay. The long answer is that there are challenges. The good news is that for the community here, which is fundamentally the lighter side of GA, there are a number of approved model list STCs that simplify the installations. It allows it to pretty much go straight forward. There's about a half a dozen manufacturers that have good light GA products on the market today. All of them are priced correctly. The biggest issue is we need to be putting about 130 airplanes a day through the 700 repair stations that are available to do the work.
Oh, I just don't see that as happening right now.
Well, right now we're doing about 100 airplanes a month.
Yeah, see? Okay. I was right.
Yeah. The shops are fully capable of it. The capacity is there today. For those that are considering equipment upgrades today, we certainly want to see them moving forward to getting ADS-B compliant equipment or at least equipment that can support ADS-B installed. For those that are simply looking at meeting the mandate, they need to be thinking about a scheduling and finding out when they need to schedule so that they're not left out on December 31st. 2019.
And if they're counting on the FAA to push that date?
Officially?
Yeah, I want to know officially.
Officially, the Associate Administrator has told Congress that that date is fixed. 15 minutes ago, we left a forum here on the grounds of AirVenture that two senior managers with the FAA said that those days are fixed. The FAA does not have a great record of implementing avionics requirements on time, but they've never done one this robust with this much ground infrastructure, with this much timing, and have this much support from industry. So I feel fairly confident that it's not a gamble I would take.
Okay. You wouldn't roll the dice on it personally.
Not unless I'm willing to park my airplane and waiting for a slot to get into a shop to get the equipment installed. There's too many things that would say that the FAA has done everything they've promised to do, and that this would be clearly an industry's inability or unwillingness to up-equip.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. And the reality of the situation is, in terms of equipment that we've had to retrofit over time, it's not that expensive to equip.
It's not that that expensive. I mean, of course, it's a relative term.
Understood.
For extremely small GA airplanes, it's 2-3% of your hull value. And so, you know, that tends to be a pretty good check you're writing. But the real issue on the technology is that we're upgrading from 1940s technology to 2000 technology. It's time to upgrade. It's time to improve the efficiency of surveillance. We've done it with communications equipment. We have RNAV and GPS Direct now that we're flying for navigation. It's time to upgrade surveillance. And that's what we're seeing. And that's been our position for the last 5 years, is when you're upgrading your surveillance system, upgrade it to a compliant system. I would hope that will continue for the next 5 years, but if you have a system installed in your aircraft that is younger than 15 years old, then you probably want to be looking at one of the standalone solutions that runs in parallel to your transponder.
Sure, sure. Now, speaking of cost, you guys have actually come to the show with some incentive. You want to talk about that?
Well, we have. Pretty much believe in supporting the FAA, although we challenge them many times in their positions.
Support in a different kind of way.
In a different way. But in this particular case, we actually have come here to promote both the FAA and their ADS-B initiative, as well as our member shops. And
sure.
As a result of that, we are holding a daily drawing for $1,000 towards the installation of ADS-B technology. And the only caveat is that you have to be an aircraft owner. It has to go to installing the equipment in your airplane. And it has to be done at one of our member shops. Now,
okay.
Since we represent about 90% of the avionics industry in the U.S., that shouldn't be too much of an issue. But that's the only caveat, and we're real excited about it. When you look at the installation cost for these things, the simplest systems can be installed in about 8 hours.
Wow, that's great.
The more complex integrated systems look at about a week, about 40 hours. And so, you know, you take $1,000 off that labor cost and it gets those prices down to where they're pretty manageable.
So where do people have to go to sign up for this?
They simply go to our booth, which I'll look at my associate here. I got Hangar B, 2035, they just come by and fill out an information card that has all of their information on it. And every night there's a drawing, and the next day we announce the winner. So.
Oh, wow. That's pretty simple. Do they have to be present to win?
They do not have to be present to win. They will notify them, and everything is about as simple as you can make it.
I like it. And while they're there, do you have your wonderful Aircraft Electronics Association book that you do every year? You want to talk about that?
Absolutely. We have the Pilot's Guide to Avionics. It is the annual publication that we put out that's specifically focused on the pilot community. And what it does is that it answers the questions that we get during the year. Being a trade organization that represents the avionics shops primarily, we tend to get a lot of end user questions, either through our shops or directly as we travel around. And so we try to capture those and answer those questions every year through the Pilot's Guide.
Terrific. It's thick, it's detailed, it's got pictures.
And it has the hot topics today, which are, of course, ADS-B, but also the tablets and the iPads and how those fit into the systems. We have information on there and retrofit, the panel displays, all of the latest technologies. And it's not a consumer's guide. We don't tell you what product to buy, but simply give you the information to be a better consumer and to ask better questions.
You do also provide a directory of your members, so that can help people to find a local avionics shop that's going to be qualified to install this.
Absolutely. The real challenge we have, and again, ADS-B is a perfect example of it. Last year, we had about 2,000 installations there. We had a 40% error rate.
Wow.
And about 80% of the error rate was because of non-qualified installers.
That is a real problem. 40% is unacceptable.
That's correct, especially moving forward into 2020.
Yeah, yeah. So it's critical that you find a qualified shop, and one of the ways to do it is with your directory. Now, if people are not here at the show, which we feel bad that they're not, where can they find the Aircraft Electronics Association online?
Well, certainly find us at our website, AEA.net. And also on the AEA's website, there's a new link for NextGen. And you can go onto there and find any information you need for NextGen technologies, whether it's talking about Datacom or PRNAV or ADS-B surveillance or any of those systems. All that information is on our new NextGen site, as well as funding opportunities to offset some of the cost. There is funding mechanisms available, low-cost funding mechanisms to buy the new equipment.
Wow, that's something people hadn't thought about, possibly getting financing or some way to offset some of these costs. That is terrific and well worth the trouble to look up the Aircraft Electronics Association. We've been speaking with Rick Perry, who handles the Washington, D.C. office of the Aircraft Electronics Association here at EAA AirVenture 2014. Thanks so much for being with us on the show.
It's my pleasure.